Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. Today, we play music from performers at a jazz festival in New York City. Answer a question about the best place to visit in the United States, and celebrate the 100th anniversary of the song Take Me Out to the Ball Game. It is believed to be the third most popular song that Americans sing. It is 100 years old, and people sing it at baseball games. Barbara Klein tells us what it is.
Experts say there are probably more than 1,000 songs about baseball, America's national sport. Take Me Out to the Ball Game is the most popular. Jack Norworth wrote the song in 1908. He was a young actor who had never been to a Major League Baseball game. But one day, he saw a sign about baseball in an underground subway train in New York City. He wrote the words to the song. When he got to work, his partner, Albert von Tilzer, put the words to music. Von Tilzer had never been to a baseball game either. This is the first recording of that song.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the clubs. Buy me some peanuts and battered rice. I don't care if I never get back. Look, 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 look for the whole game. If they don't win, it's a shame. For a 1, 2, 3 strikes, they're out of the whole
Tom Wiles is head of research at the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York. He is one of the writers of a new book, Baseball's Greatest Hit, the story of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. He says Jack Norworth wrote the song about a young woman who tells her boyfriend she does not want to go see a show on Broadway. She wants him to take her to a baseball game. Take Me Out to the Ball Game became very popular in 1908, and it has been played at American baseball games ever since. But it was not until the mid-1970s that it became a popular sing-along tradition. Near the end of the game, everyone is tired of sitting on the hard seats. So at a special time, everyone stands up and stretches their legs. This tradition is called the seventh inning stretch. At most baseball stadiums, everyone sings, Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and cracker jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. Cause it's good, good, good for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. Cause it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out.
Other songs are reportedly sung more often in the United States than Take Me Out to the Ball Game. They are Happy Birthday to You and the National Anthem, The Star-Spangled Banner.
Our listener question this week comes from Guatemala. Julio Rolando Pineda Cordon asks where to go for the best educational and cultural experience if you could only visit one place in the United States. We talk to people from different parts of the country to get their opinions. Jenny Francina is a mother and homemaker in Beverly Hills, California. It is an area of Los Angeles that has big houses, costly stores, and many movie stars. But it is not the place Jenny suggests for your visit. She says the answer to the question is three words: New York City. She says New York has it all, including a mix of many cultures. Huge numbers of immigrants settled and continue to settle in different areas of the city. Chinatown is one example. You can find Chinese food, movies, bookstores, as well as special Chinese medicines, art, and toys. Other great ethnic neighborhoods include Little Italy and Spanish Harlem. There is also a major Greek community in Astoria and a large South Asian population in Jackson Heights. You can find the food, music, art, and other cultural treasures from many countries. But New York is not the place Connie and Jim Birmingham would visit. They own a farm in Marion, Iowa. Jim is a cattleman. Connie is retired. They agree that a big city is a good choice, but the Birminghams vote for Chicago, Illinois. Connie says it has all the culture you can find in New York, and she thinks the building design in Chicago is even more exciting. She says Chicago's skyline along the huge blue Lake Michigan is one of the most beautiful sights in America. Rick Galino lives in Wilmington, Delaware. He is a lawyer and father of two girls. He says the place to visit is Washington, D.C. He says it is especially interesting as the capital of the United States. He loves the many monuments and memorials. And he notes that the city is close to both mountains and ocean beaches. He also says he likes the people of Washington. One note from us. The United States is not just a country of big cities. It offers great spots for nature lovers, too. There are deserts, canyons, volcanoes, rivers and swamps, just to list a few. Another program, perhaps? The JVC Jazz Festival takes place in cities around the United States and Europe. The JVC Electronics Company has been organizing major jazz festivals since 1984. Faith Lapidus tells us about the one being held in New York City.
The JVC Jazz Festival New York opened June 15th. The shows are taking place at several theaters, clubs, and music centers. This closing weekend includes a show Friday featuring Al Green and Diane Reeves at Carnegie Hall. Here, Reeves sings the title track of her latest album, When You Know.
When you feel in your skin, in your bones, and the hollow of your heart, there's no
Al Green will surely perform some songs from his just-released album, Lay It Down. Here he sings Take Your Time with British artist Corinne Bailey-Ray.
Just you take your time.
I think about yesterday, everything was easy, everything was okay. Time on time, everything is going fast. You're the best thing I ever had. Oh, make me, that would make me feel so bad.
The great composer and pianist Herbie Hancock performed at Carnegie Hall last week. Here is his famous piece, Watermelon Man. The musicians at the JVC Jazz Festival New York are not as famous as others. For example, a three-member group called The Bad Plus has been performing for 8 years. Critics say they are very popular with young jazz fans. We leave you with a song from their latest recording, Prague. Here is Giant.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. It was written by Shelley Gullist and Katie Weaver, who was also our producer. To read the text of this program and download audio, go to voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in Special English.